you're packing up the car, headed to Iowa City to watch some baseball tomorrow night, Friday or Saturday. Should be some great time watching some high-level baseball. Impactful weekend, to say the very, very least, for both teams, especially the Hawkeyes, as they look for an outright Big Ten regular season crown for the first time in quite some time. And here to break it all down for us is Kyle Huseman from Hawkeye Report. Always appreciate his time talking baseball, women's basketball, whatever is on the subject. He's always willing to jump on the show, so we appreciate that. Kyle, how you doing today?
Doing not too bad today. Thanks for having me on the show. It's certainly a big series, and you kind of stop for a second. I would say it's the biggest series in probably 35 years or so since they won that Big Ten title back in 1990.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. And Iowa baseball certainly has had very good teams over those 35 years. But, the opportunities like this clearly don't come around very often. And that just lends to just the magnitude of this weekend. We'll talk about this series with the Ducks coming up here in just a moment. But I want to rewind to last weekend, the series against Oregon State. What was your reaction to what happened? I wouldn't necessarily qualify it as a good weekend. I think the tie on Sunday kind of convolutes things and how maybe some people might look at how that series went. What was your viewpoint on that series against Oregon State last weekend in Des Moines?
Yeah, I think, on the surface, people probably look at it, if you didn't watch any of the games, you didn't go out to Des Moines to see any of the games, I think people look at it and say, you see that Iowa lost two of them, and, they tied one, and I think the first thought as well, that's what we expected, Oregon State to... I know they're an independent, but they're a former Pac-12 school. They're a team that's been to College World Series, things like that. And people say, yep, that's what you expect. Iowa wasn't as good as we expected. But those games, I mean, that 0-2 and 1, I guess you want to call it the tie there, that record isn't really indicative of the way the weekend went, in my opinion. Friday, Iowa had three errors, and I believe that cost them 4 or 5 runs in that game and a 3-run loss. The offense was pretty good on Friday in that game, and they lose 9-6 because of a couple of errors that cost them some runs. And they got beat on Saturday. Oregon State's freshman pitcher had one of his best outings of the season, very talented arm, and had a good day. Iowa missed a couple of chances late in the game with runners on base, but Saturday was the one that they just got beat. And then Sunday, they tie, but it was a hit by pitch in the top of the 10th inning that scored a run. And Oregon State had a grand slam in the fifth inning, but it was, at one point they had 5 runs on one hit. So you come away with the weekend saying that Iowa hasn't really been a team that's given up free bases, like we talked about last year at times. It hasn't been like that this year. It just felt a little uncharacteristic to have a few extra free bases and then obviously some errors, which you don't see a lot from Rick Keller teams. If they were to have cleaned up a free base here or there, an error here or there, maybe they do get 2 out of 3. So, I mean, Oregon State's a really good team, really talented team. But the 0-2 record and that tie on Sunday didn't point to me that Oregon State was leaps and bounds better than Iowa, in my opinion.
What do you think the mindset of this team is? And what have you heard from the team going into this series? Because it's a huge series nonetheless, going up against another top 10 team, in fact, top 5 in Oregon. They won, 8 straight Big Ten series. Now they lost to Washington. They lost to Oregon State. Of course, that's a non-conference series. So there might be some, I don't know, doubts creeping in. I'm not sure kind of where things are at with them. But they still have to feel pretty confident about what they've accomplished and being in this position, right, to clinch a championship for the first time, outright championship for the first time in 35 years on their home field. Have to be pretty proud and pretty confident going into this weekend, right? What are you hearing from the team going into tomorrow night's opener?
Yeah, I think this team, and Rick Kelly talked about throughout the season, that this team, as much as other teams that he's had, if not better than some of the other teams that he's had, does a really good job of staying steady, not getting too high, not getting too low. Obviously they went through some struggles early in the year, starting 3-6, even though they took their first two Big Ten series of the season, they lost those games, those Friday games, and had to get the last two to get those series wins. So they've been through a little bit of stuff early in the season. And even during the stretch where, like you said, they were winning all those Big Ten series, they were sweeping Big Ten series. The team never got too high during that stretch, but they never got too low early and let that slow start affect them. But this is a team that has a lot of Iowa guys on, a lot of guys that have grown up wanting to play for Iowa, and they understand the significance of where they're at right now. And they understand that what they did at Washington, some of the stuff that they did to lose a couple games there, another series where they could have come away winning 2 out of 3, if not sweeping that series. They just kind of gave those games away a little bit. I think they understand these last 2 weeks aren't really, you know, aren't the picture that they want this team to be remembered of. I think they realize that they've done some uncharacteristic things over the last couple of weeks. And that if they clean up, whether it's free bases or errors or things like that, or, you know, even doing the little thing like, you know, hitting a fly ball with a runner on third and one out to drive in a run, doing things like that. They haven't done as much of that the last 2 weekends, and they understand that that team is not what they are. And if they come out and get back to the things that they've been doing all season, which is limiting the free bases, which is, you know, coming through with runners in scoring position, they realize that they can win a series like that, like this weekend, and potentially be Big Ten champions.
Kyle Huseman from Hawkeye Report talking about Hawkeye baseball and previewing the Oregon series here on 1600 ESPN. Before we get into the series itself, what does Iowa need? Obviously, they need wins, so maybe a bad question on my part. But aside from winning the series, sweeping the series, what's best case scenario? Can they get help from elsewhere this weekend? What are things to watch, at least from clinching scenarios and combinations of wins and losses, all that stuff, at least in your estimation, going into tomorrow night's opener?
Yeah, I mean, this series has implications for the Big Ten standings, and then obviously Big Ten tournament and NCAA tournament implications. You know, from Iowa's side, for the Big Ten standings, they need two wins against Oregon to clinch a share of the Big Ten regular season title. That would mean that UCLA, doesn't matter what they do, you get two wins, you earn a share of the title. If Iowa sweeps, they would win the outright title. Again, no matter what UCLA does, if Iowa sweeps, they would win the outright Big Ten title. Now, if Iowa gets two out of three and UCLA were to lose one against Northwestern at home, then Iowa could get the outright title that way by winning two out of three. So those are the two series. Iowa, you know, they were rooting for Illinois last week, and it didn't work out. Illinois let the Friday game slip through their hands, but Northwestern has a chance to help Iowa out this week. But those would be the two likely scenario. Well, really the most likely scenario for Iowa, in my opinion, would be winning two out of three to clinch a share. And then if Northwestern could pull off one of those wins to potentially get an outright title. But that the most likely to me would be getting the series win and at least getting a share. And, you know, if the Wildcats can help you out in a big way, they can. But I wouldn't hold my breath if I'm a fan of Iowa, because UCLA is playing some really good baseball. But NCAA tournament wise, I think obviously if I was to pull off a sweep of some sort like that, they would be in the NCAA tournament. They would get the outright title. They would be the one seed of the Big Ten tournament. They would be in the NCAA tournament. If they were to get two out of three and share or potentially get the outright title, I think they'd feel pretty good. You just wouldn't want to do something like go to Omaha and go 0-2 in your pool play. You go 2-0 and make the semifinal, or go 1-1 and make the semifinal. I would still think they would be in. Now, what has happened over the last couple of weeks where I was lost to Illinois State, they've lost the series to Washington. Now, you know, they didn't get a win against Oregon State. They got a tie, but certainly a win would have been different. I do think that if Iowa was to lose the series and not get any share of the title or the outright title at all, and finish in solo second place or even third place if they got swept, then I think you'd be in a position where Iowa may need to win the Big Ten tournament to get in the NCAA tournament, which is a tough thing to talk about. Because this team has done a lot of great things this season. But, you know, some of those things I said, those uncharacteristic errors that have showed up over the last couple of weeks, whether it be free bases or actual errors, have made their margin for error go down a significant amount. But it is still right there in front of them. They control their own destiny, like I said, with two wins, clinching a share and a sweep, getting the outright title. And I think if they do something like that, they will be in the NCAA tournament.
Let's talk about the Ducks, obviously one of the best teams in the country, number 5, I think it is, in the latest D1Baseball.com rankings. I was reading your preview at On3 Sports, Hawkeye Report, 14-3 in their last 17 games, so that's pretty impressive stuff there. They're playing really well. What's the matchup like from your perspective? What are you watching the closest as this series starts up tomorrow and goes into Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, first off, like you said, they've won 18 of their last 23, 14 of their last 17. And those aren't against just, you know, bottom of the barrel teams. I mean, they took 2 of 3 from UCLA. They swept Oregon State at home and then turned around and went to Corvallis on Tuesday and beat them, to take a 4-game set with Oregon State. And then they just swept Washington this past weekend. So they're beating some really good teams to get to where they are right now. You know, the first thing that stands out with Oregon is their offense. I mean, they have 96 home runs, which ranks 7th in the country. And Duane Banks Field is a field that can lend itself to some offensive games in the summer, especially if the wind's blowing out. But I mean, you look at Oregon's offense and outfielder slash DH Mason DeVille. I mean, one of the probably the scariest hitter Iowa will face all season. You know, if they make the NCAA tournament, maybe there's someone else, but I would be hard pressed to think that there's going to be another player. I mean, DeVille leads the country in home runs with 26, has a 469 on base percentage, and the thing that stands out about him is he has more walks and hit by pitches than strikeouts. I mean, usually you see a guy lead the country in home runs, and you assume high strikeouts. I mean, Neville can get on base in other ways. Their first baseman, Jacob Walsh, was an all-defensive team selection in the Pac-12 last year at Oregon. So can do the defensive part of it, and then he has 17 home runs, so he can do that part of it as well. And similar to Neville, same walks and hit by pitches to strikeouts. So again, power hitter that doesn't just strike out in the other at bats. But it's a deep lineup. I mean, they've got guys with 15 home runs, 13 home runs, 11 home runs. So they can hit it out of the park and they can hit doubles too. It's a lineup that if Iowa does things like they've been doing the last couple of weeks, which is maybe a booted ball somewhere, or a throwing error or something like that, or some of the free bases that have come up, Oregon's going to take advantage of that. And all of a sudden, maybe a Neville home run that could have been a solo home run, maybe had two walks before it or a walk in an error. And all of a sudden it's a 3-run home run. Similar to what I was talking about with the Oregon State game where, it was one hit and it was 5 runs because it was a grand slam after a bases loaded walk before that. So that's the type of stuff that Iowa cannot do against Oregon because Oregon will absolutely take advantage of it and hit several home runs and really make it hurt. On the pitching staff side, I mean, the really talented pitching staff. It's headlined by their normal Friday guy who will be going on Thursday tomorrow up against Cade Obermeier. Left-hander Grayson Grinsell. He's in the running for Big Ten Pitcher of the Year. Don't think he's probably going to get it. I think it'll be Joseph Jirwa from Michigan State. But Grinsell in his last four starts has went at least 7 innings in all four starts and had a complete game against UCLA. 2.53 ERA. He's thrown a Big Ten leading 81 2/3 innings. So he gets deep in the outings. He's not a guy that, let's grind him out and get him out in 4 innings. It's going to be let's grind him out, and if you get him out in 5 or 6, you feel really good. But they've got a couple other guys behind him that are really good as well. Their guy that goes normally on Saturday, he'll go on Friday. Colin Clark has a 4.06 ERA. And then Jason Wright, who is normally their Sunday guy, he'll obviously go on Saturday, has a 3.25 ERA. So a really solid pitching staff. They got a couple of guys out of the bullpen that have been pitching really well as of late. It's a series that if you only tuned into Iowa baseball a couple of weeks ago and saw Washington series, saw the Oregon State series, you'd say, man, Iowa has no shot. But going back to what I said earlier, if Iowa can get back to the way they were playing against, Indiana when they swept Indiana, or Michigan when they swept Michigan on the road, or even earlier than that, because they've had a really successful Big Ten season, which means limiting those free bases, hitting with runners in scoring position, grinding out at bat, some of that stuff that got them to where they are. If they can do that, they are certainly capable of winning this series. But to me, it really comes down to what can Iowa do tomorrow with Cade Obermeier on the mound. It's been a rough couple of weeks for him. I've seen a lot of growth from him, not only his pitching side, but the mental side of things, trying to handle everything that happens during a start. I really think he's ready for this moment. I think he's ready to put those few rough starts behind him and come out tomorrow with a good start, but we won't know until tomorrow. And like I said, he's going up against a really good arm in Grayson Grinsell. And then we'll see. Reese Buter didn't throw against Oregon State, with the nerve injury. Chad Lystico, I'll give him the shout out for that. He reported today that Buter did throw a successful bullpen today, Rick Heller told him. So potentially a chance that Buter goes on Saturday, which would be huge if they could rely on Buter to give him a start on Saturday. But like I said, I think if Iowa gets back to playing like they have and like they have throughout the season to get to this point, I think that it's certainly a series that they can come away with 2 wins. And maybe if Northwestern gives them some help in that situation, Iowa could get an outright Big Ten title.
Kyle, what can folks read from you at Hawkeye Report to follow along with this series?
Yeah, I mean, you just mentioned it earlier. The season preview is out, so certainly that's the big thing to look at. Obviously throughout the weekend I'll have recaps from each game. That'll have, quotes from Rick Heller, from players, things like that. And then not just this weekend, but I mean, then next week I'll be headed out to Omaha for the Big Ten tournament, and there'll be plenty to read about that. Whether it's previews of the series, previews of each game out in Omaha for Iowa, and then the game recaps, the normal stuff, and then after that, maybe we'll have an NCAA regional to talk about. So yeah, plenty to read. First off, as I said, that season or that series preview is out right now, so There's plenty of info in there to go further in depth than I just went now, because I just kind of scratched the surface of stuff here.
Kyle, appreciate it. Enjoy the series this weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show.